Paul, after the last game, you said Nikolaj Ehlers was dynamic. And what does it mean for him to get a couple to go in the net today?
Well, confidence is everything for all players. He's been around it so much that he needs to have some good results to feel good about his game. I think it was 20 points in 23 games, and he wasn't happy offensively. So it's, some of this is about just getting the puck to go for you and getting it in the net. I think his overall game, believe it or not, was probably better last game. Not that he played poorly today, but rating the two, he was a special player in our last game and didn't have much to show for it in terms of scoring. So he needs to get a good break or two.
Your thoughts on the defensive game today? It seemed like you really limited their chances.
We stopped and started on pucks and won one on battles, and to me that's rest. It was in practice yesterday. We were strong through the whole, and it was only 40, 45 minutes, but we were able to push straight through it. So they looked physically quite a bit stronger. And when you're a little better rested, you can stop and start. You win battles. You get sticks on pucks. So we were just stronger, and that's the kind of game that was today. They've got quite a bit of size, and they want to outwork you in the corners, and we were really good in that, those two departments.
Paul, when you think about Nick Ehlers' game and Patrick Laine's game, two very creative players, you'd think it almost would kind of contradict with each other, but they seem to have this built-in chemistry. Can you point to why that is?
I think they both are shooters to start with, and they don't and they both have a real direct idea. I think Nicky will look off and find people a little differently, but so their games are easy to understand. If somebody's in a shooting area, they're going to shoot the puck, and they're both real smart guys. Mark does a nice job when he shows speed like that through the middle. It's tough to defend against that, but I think they both, even though they're both really young and there's lots of their game that is developing, they have a pretty clear idea of what they are as players. And that makes it a lot easier to play off.
Well, it was interesting to hear Nick say earlier, I mean, he knows his resume from junior and before that and his ability to score, like you said, shooter first. But he's embraced kind of being a playmaker. Is that a conversation or is that just a byproduct of maybe?
No. There's very little offensive coaching in terms of those two, especially. Because you want it to happen naturally. You don't want to tell them when to shoot. You don't want to tell them when to make plays other than as a group. When they're looking for plays that aren't there and they aren't doing the basics of driving pucks deep and making sure somebody at least is driving to the net. But we don't want them, we want them learning the offensive, NHL offensive game in their own minds. And because they're special offensive players and we want that to, you can coach that, but you end up sometimes confusing a player or worse, having them process more than they need to. It was only when we see a theme of things where we think their offense is being shunted a little bit because they haven't recognized the NHL game is different. So there's some things about the NHL game they've got to process. But we don't do a whole lot of telling them when to pass and when to shoot, other than we just tell Patty to shoot all the time.
Paul, do you have a theory on why you've been so much better against the Central this year?
No. Other than we understand those games, we're no, I got no theory on it.
We've talked a lot about the second period struggles. Was today's effort a little bit more of a template on what you want it to look like?
A little better. Still think we can skate a little differently, but we were far more consistent with our approach in all three periods.